Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. This episode is dedicated to my audience and the most popular question that I always get, which is, what were those early days like, Melissa? When you were healing and you were transforming and you were going through all of this stuff, what were you actually doing on a day-to-day basis? Were you journaling? Were you meditating? Like, what was your routine like? And so here it goes. This is the episode where I'm going to reflect on my 1 year sabbatical and the 10 things that ultimately radically transformed my life. Let's get right into the episode. One of the things that I did during this time was I decided to not only go sober, but to pick modalities that I was going to dive into, that I was going to be devoted to. So that was yoga, that was meditation, and that was me keeping up with going plant-based. Those were the three things that truly kept me busy most of the day, just making all of my meals, making sure that I was going to my classes or doing practice on my own, reading. I read so fucking much during this time, like any book about self-help, self-love, the Yoga Sutras. There were so many different books that, again, really impacted my way of thinking, was what I was spending my time doing. And so that was a really important piece. Another thing, I lived alone. You'd be shocked as to know that not a lot of people have ever lived alone, and I was one of them. I never lived alone. I always lived with a partner. And so during this 1 year sabbatical, during this time, I decided that I was going to live alone. It was just going to be me and my dog. And the reason why is because I didn't want to avoid any of the tough stuff. I actually wanted to sit with the resistance. I wanted to be best friends with my shadows. I had spent most of my life pushing it down, ignoring it, overachieving, that it was time. It was time for me to see what was underneath all of the things that I kept covering up. Number three, I was open to literally everything. I didn't leave any stone unturned. I tried yoga, meditation, mindfulness, quantum healing, hypnotherapy. I mean, there were so many things. I did a past life regression. Like, there was nothing that I was unwilling to try. I really, really was open to almost anything and everything. And it wasn't so much from a desperate energy. I just felt like I wanted to be receptive to more things. I spent so much of my life saying, I don't like this and I don't like that, especially with foods. I had this weird thing where I didn't want to try new foods. I was and still am a little bit of a creature of habit, but it was worse before. I never tried anything. I just stuck to what I knew, and that was the end of that. And so during this 1 year, I really, really was open to trying things. I realized that as many times as I tried mushrooms, I don't like mushrooms. But during this time, I was open to it. I was open to many, many things. The next part, number four, I started to look at the parts where I had abandoned myself. And this was probably one of the hardest things that I had to do. And honestly, living alone was the perfect recipe for that. Which, by the way, I'll get to this other part where I didn't work. If you're wondering, like, holy crap, like, how did you have all the time to do this? But honestly, when you feel like your life depends on your healing, then ultimately, nothing else is more important, right? Nothing is more important than us being healthy and alive and well. And so that's how I saw myself. I had to stop everything I was doing to find the joy and the happiness again, or maybe for the first time. I didn't even know if I ever was happy, but I gave myself the opportunity to really sit with all of those questions. And the most profound work that I did was working with my parts. This is now something very popular that you can find on the internet. It's called parts work. but I didn't know I was doing this. And it's basically the fact that we're not just one human being. Like, we're not just one thing. We have many different parts. And many of our parts are almost like in exile. They're in these traumatic stages. It's almost like they're in prison. And until we go into our system and rewire or reparent or just connect to this energy lives within our body and then actually almost takes control of us, right? This is why so many of us can't rewire certain beliefs, because you can't do it through the cognitive brain. Like, you literally have to go within your system. That's why somatic healing is great, because, you know, a lot of this trauma lives in our tissues. And beyond that, it also is in our energy. And this is what a lot of the yin yoga practice teaches us, right? That moving that chi energy and moving energy that is stuck in our body is so important. And so through meditation, I started to connect to different parts of myself in different ages, like 5, 7, even 2 years old, my rebel teenager. And I started to realize that I didn't even know I was holding on to certain things. And so as I, through meditation, through sound healing, I went into my system, I, with words of affirmation, sometimes just crying, really helped myself let that piece go. I made peace. I think that's the easiest way to say that. I paid attention to the parts that I had abandoned, and I went into my system, and I, with loving energy, as if I was the mother that I needed, I would go into my own beingness and be with myself. All right, keep going. The next thing that I did, which isn't something I'm proud of, but it's something that happened, and it was that I barely talked to people, including my own family. I think oftentimes we forget that in remembering who we really are, we have to forget who we are now. And for me, everything was a reminder. Everything was a reminder of the life that I was living. And I was so hungry for a new life, a new start. And so it just happened that I had to go within. I had to withdraw, and I didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. And actually, when I've shared this story with other people, they also agreed that that happened to them, because you see, oftentimes the ways that we are now is because of the way we grew up. So it's those long-term friendships. It's the way we were raised. Like, all of those people played a part. And by the way, this isn't, we're not blaming anybody, right? Like, this doesn't mean anything good or bad. It just meant that I needed to know who I was beyond all of that. The next thing, I didn't force myself to do anything. I think this is number 7. I didn't force myself to do anything. I realized that I was a big people pleaser, even though I hate to admit that, because I really pride myself on being this like nomad Sagittarius and, you know, don't tell me what to do, freedom seeker. But there was this part of me that hated to disappoint people. And so I always found myself saying yes when I really wanted to say no to things. And so during this 1 year sabbatical, I literally didn't force myself to do anything. And to be honest with you, even just saying this back, it sounds so easy, but it was so hard. It was so hard for me to say no. It was so hard for me to stay home when I didn't really want to go out to dinner with somebody. It was so hard for me to just tell people, no, I'm no longer drinking or smoking. Like, I don't want to do those things. It was so difficult for me in the beginning, but that was a big part of the work that I had to do internally, which was not force myself to do anything that I didn't want and still feel good and still feel empowered and still feel not guilty. And honestly, this one thing alone has benefited me in my life and in my business so much. I always get a lot of clients who always ask me like, you don't feel bad? And what about this? And, you know, maybe overgiving here a little bit. And I'm like, no, if it don't feel good, I'm not doing it. If it costs me my peace, it's too expensive. Like, I'm just not. And I learned that during this time. The next thing was I became a student. I became a true student. I think there's a difference between learning. There's a difference between buying a course and, you know, doing this learning and this healing on your own. But I became a true student of life. I followed some of the yoga practitioners and teachers that I really loved and admired. Not only did I binge their content, I actually spent real time with them. And so at that point, I really wasn't on social media. I probably had like 200 or 300 friends that were private, like my real friends in real life. So I wasn't going onto social media to gain any knowledge. I was meeting people in real life and I was learning from them. I was going to workshops. I was finding free events. I was doing anything that was like $10 or $20. I was traveling, which is, side note, too long to explain in one episode. But this is where I actually got initiated with money, because I started to travel to so many different places and I didn't really have that much money. And so this is why, to me, it's such an illusion to like look at the bank account and allow our bank account to bully us, all of this stuff, you know. So at that time, I was going to yoga retreats and traveling to different parts of the country. And I was just allowing life to be my teacher. I think so many of us think that, well, I can't do that. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. But you can go find a local park and you can be in nature. You can go hike. You can go walk around the block. Like, there's so many different things. We forget that nature is God. Nature is in exact harmony and in peace, and actually a true reflection of who we are. If you look at nature, nature will tell you a lot about yourself. And everything works in perfect harmony. Everything has to go back into the dirt. It grows. It goes into the darkness and then grows up. Everything has to lay its roots. The deeper the roots, the taller it grows. And that's how humans are too, right? We need to be in our seclusion. We need to be in our darkness when we're growing. And that's just part of it. I think often we get confused and we think that, you know, it's only learning on social media or that we have to show the highlight reel. But during my 1 year sabbatical, there were lots of tears, lots of tears. There was a lot of facing my shadows, and I literally felt like a wizard. I'm like, oh my God, I am slaying all of these dragons, like all of these things within me that I just really wasn't aware of. And so I needed time. And I think this ultimately boils down into the next thing, which is I gave myself time, forgiveness, and most importantly, I gave myself compassion. I never realized how hard I was on myself, how I did force myself to do things that I didn't want to do. And at this time, I gave myself the gift of grace. I gave myself the opportunity to just be without it having to lead to anything, without any judgment of whether I was doing something right or wrong. I was just really giving myself everything that I've always wanted other people to give me. And I think ultimately, that's what started to happen. I became my own best friend. I became my own lover. I realized that I gave up my power so much throughout my life without ever me knowing. And this was the opportunity for me to pour back into myself so much that it wasn't that I didn't want to need anybody. It's just, I wanted to come back to my wholeness. I wanted to be okay no matter what. And something beautiful happened during this time. I decided that no matter what the future had in store for me, I was going to be fine. Actually, I was going to be more than fine. I was going to love myself so hard, more than anybody else can love me. And I was just going to love life. And I wasn't going to allow what my bank account told me was in it or not in it to determine how I felt that day. I wasn't going to allow what I was doing or my productivity or my to-do list to determine how I feel or how worthy I was. I just decided that that was not important. The next thing I did was I didn't work. I didn't work a traditional job. I was and still am a yoga practitioner, and I taught every day. I taught about 6 days out of 7. And so I taught meditation classes. I taught workshops on healthy living, on making our own products from scratch. on yoga, yin yoga, hot yoga, breath work, all of those things I was teaching on a daily basis. And so there was no social media for me. There was just in-person connection. And there was connecting with people after class and just listening. Like, I actually became a really good listener, just listening to what's present for people and not running to trying to fix it as if I was some kind of savior, but actually really just staying open and listening to people. And so those are pretty much the things that I started to do during this time. I am going to list them off. Number one, I lived alone. Number two, I didn't work. Number three, I really just entrenched myself in my healing modality, which was yoga, meditation, mindfulness. Number four, I was open to everything and anything. I really just allowed myself to drop the judgment. Number five, I started to connect with my abandoned parts. And this is where the parts work came into my life. And I learned how to rewire some of my systems and programs, which, by the way, some people will tell you like, oh, it takes years to rewire a belief. That's not true. I have rewired some beliefs that I know were really heavy and ingrained in me in a day, in a couple of minutes. You would be surprised. That doesn't go for everything, but I just want to make sure that people know that healing doesn't have to take a whole damn fucking lifetime. Like, once you decide that you're on this path and you're willing and you're open and you're not making things mean anything more than they are, you would be surprised. Number six, I barely talked to people, including my own family. And that was just for a bigger divine reason. It was all good in my seclusion. I really had the time and space to learn more about myself. Number seven, I didn't force myself to do anything. This is self-love, humans. You know, this is self-love. Number eight, I became the student of life, the elements. Number 10, I gave myself grace. And the last thing is I gave myself forgiveness, compassion, and devotion. I was utterly devoted to my path of healing, and I was doing it not from a scarcity place of, I need to heal because I'm broken. I was very curious of who I really was, and I was in it for the ride. I wanted to see how life was going to unfold. I was prepared to see magic, you know? I had lived such a rigid life with schedules and, you know, predicting outcomes that I was so curious on what did the opposite look like? What does it really mean to live a soft life? What does it mean to surrender? Like, what is that? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, how do you trust yourself? How do you activate your intuition? And it's in our seclusion. When we get to know ourselves that deep, you actually stop looking to the outside to tell you who you are in the inside. Humans, I love you. This was such a beautiful, heartfelt, almost cried episode. I'm so glad that we were able to go down memory lane and just know that if you're on this path of constantly evolving and growing and learning, just give yourself the grace and the time to be with yourself as you continue to explore. If you like this episode, screenshot it, share with me on social, and tag me at I am Melissa Ruiz. For those that want to continue to dive deeper into this work, if you're ready to merge your spiritual gifts with a business and allow that to become your livelihood so that you can travel, so that you can live a life of financial freedom, or honestly, just whatever kind of freedom you desire, check out Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business. We are starting next month. This is our 10th round. It's so beautiful. I'm doing so many beautiful things for this round because I am celebrating. I am celebrating the 10th round of this beautiful offering. All right, humans, go with God. Namaste, and see you soon. Breathe.